Given this summer series of small things, I have been tasked to share my thoughts on small acts of remembrance. I believe we often equate remembrance with a loss, but I would like to suggest that acts of remembrance should not only be paired with loss, but also with positive moments of significance. In formulating my thoughts, I decided it might be helpful to define remembrance, so I went to the internet. My favorite definition for this word is something that serves to keep in or bring to mind. This resonates with me as a visual learner who often resorts to symbols or objects to hold what is. I have found that it is important to mark and hold moments, whether joyful or painful, as a strategy for navigating, learning, and growing. I love this poem by an unknown author. The tide recedes, but leaves behind bright seashells on the sand. The sun goes down, but gentle warmth still lingers on the land. The music stops, and yet it echoes on in sweet refrain. For every joy that passes, something beautiful remains. I would even venture to say that for every joy or sorrow that passes, something beautiful remains. And therefore, I feel it is important to hold what is in outward acts of remembrance. Here are a few stories. As a young mother living in Philadelphia, I loved the city, but longed and held dear to my heart my childhood memories of the farm in Kansas. According to my parents, I was a city slicker by day, but a farmer in my heart. In the heat of Philadelphia summers, I would pack up our kids and make our way to a nearby farm, orchard, or farmer's market to pick or buy fresh fruits and vegetables. These fruits and vegetables became a way of holding on to my past. Peaches perfectly placed in jars for canning and husked and cut off corn kernels for freezing. Jars of peaches and Ziploc bags of kernel corn, small acts of remembrance to hold the values of farm life. In the fall of 2014, after taking a year leave from Goshen Community Schools, I was hired to teach special education at Goshen College. I was ready and eager for this year of change. What I was not expecting from this transition was my physical and emotional exhaustion due to teaching and parenting that quickly led to a diagnosis of clinical depression. In a matter of weeks, I was flying high in my new role and then found myself plummeting into the bottom of the depression pit. I lost all confidence in my ability to parent, to cook, to teach, and just navigate life. My perspective was skewed, and activities that were ingrained in my psyche and part of my daily routines became challenging and impossible to navigate. Every year, salsa making was part of my joy and life-giving activity, performed without much thought. My family loves salsa, so growing my own tomatoes, peppers, and onions was part of the tradition. That year, when salsa making time rolled around, I was depressed. My mom, who came from Kansas to help me during my low time, decided it was important to continue with my normal activities. So she orchestrated the salsa making day. Given my depression, this beloved activity was almost too overwhelming and anxiety-producing, and literally measuring out a tablespoon of mustard seed was painful and challenging. During this time, I had no appetite, and for some reason, my mom decided hamburgers from McDonald's were a good food for me. Thankfully, my depression came on fast and left fast, as my body responded quickly to medication and support. Several months later, when life had returned to normal, I felt the need to remember and hold my experience with depression. I wanted to remember how debilitating my depression was and celebrate and say thankfulness for good health I was again experiencing. My depression taught me about the fragility of life and not to take for granted joy and happiness, and the importance of celebrating the little things. So, for lunch one day, I celebrated with Yabi. We got McDonald's hamburgers, placed a jar of mustard seed on the table, lit a candle, and thank God for salsa making and the ability to measure out a tablespoon of mustard seed. We also relished in having good appetites and ate our hamburgers. I do need to say that if I ever find myself in a similar situation, I might just need to request impossible plant-based burgers from Burger King instead. Mustard seed, hamburgers, and a lit candle, small acts of remembrance for the gift of life, including depression and happiness. During the 2017 and 18 school year, I had 2 girls and 6 boys in my life skills classroom at Prairie View Elementary. My 2 girls, Lorelai and Maya, communicated fiercely, not with words, but through their eyes, smiles, and laughter. Both girls relied on their wheelchairs for mobility and had medical needs, deeming them medically fragile. On March 22, 2018, Lorelai died after a lengthy hospitalization and a several-week stint in hospice. A little more than 3 weeks later, on April 14, 2018, Maya died unexpectedly after a successful hip surgery. The deaths of Lorelai and Maya within weeks of each other left us shocked and heartbroken. With family involvement, we had 2 separate memorial services in our classroom. We held the girls close to our hearts as we celebrated their lives by holding Lorelai's favorite blanket and Maya's favorite stuffed purple horse. We looked at pictures of them and listened to readings of their favorite books. We sat in silence as each one's favorite song was played. Patrice Carse's book, The Invisible String, was read and served as a reminder that people who love each other are always connected by a very special string made of love, an invisible string. Tears, laughter, the blanket and stuffed purple horse, the photos, they all helped us to hold Lorelai and Maya close, not physically, but in our hearts during those spring days of sadness. We continued to remember our girls in the fall as a tree planting ceremony was held in their memory. The 5th grade class placed pinwheels in the chain link fence. Lorelai and Maya's families helped to plant the trees by adding shovels of soil until the trees were secured in a new home of dirt. A buddy bunch was also built and placed on the playground as a reminder of their lives. The words of remembrance on that fall day are as follows. We have come together to celebrate the life of Lorelai and Maya. These 2 girls gave us the gift of true presence. Their smiles, eyes, and laughter drew us in and melted our hearts. They were not worried about how we performed, what we were wearing, or how we looked. They just wanted us to sit and be with them, hold their hand, read to them, and to be present, simply present. We were always enough, just as we were. They helped us learn that sometimes the best gift in life is the ability just to be with one another without judgment and with pure acceptance and love. Lorelai and Maya, you are loved and cherished and will be remembered. Blankets, stuffed purple horses, trees, and a bench. Small acts of remembrance for precious lives. The summer of 2019, milkweed popped up in my rain garden. I was so excited and babied these tall, stately stalks that bore light pink clusters of flowers and had a distinctive, sweet smell. I was hopeful that these stately stalks would provide a home and nourishment for monarch butterfly eggs that eventually would hatch into caterpillars. And, yes, sometime in June, caterpillars were spotted munching away on the green leaves. We as a family harvested several caterpillars and strategically placed them in a butterfly net that sat in our dining room. Daily, all 6 of us would observe the movement of the caterpillars, and fresh milkweed leaves would be replaced. We expectantly watched and waited as these caterpillars turned into green chrysalis. On the morning that Hannah, our daughter, was leaving to begin a gap year with MCC serving in Bolivia, we noticed that the green chrysalis, tainted with gold lacing, had turned black. With tears and hugs, we said our goodbyes and well wishes for Hannah. Eric and Hannah were headed to Pennsylvania to drop her off, and the boys and I headed to school. After returning home from school, I went directly to the butterfly net and found that the butterfly had crawled out of its cocoon, stretching its beautiful wings and flitting around the net. The emergence of our butterfly was a reason to celebrate. Our three sons, Yabby, Seth, Kia, and I, carefully carried the net outside. We zipped open the top, and with words of blessing and gratefulness for the miracle of transformation, we released our butterflies and watched her gracefully fly off into the trees. Go safely, butterfly. Go safely, Hannah. The symbol of the butterfly continued to give Hannah strength and courage throughout her 8 months of living in Bolivia. She loved deeply her Bolivian family, her work with children, the culture and the language, and even though her daily life was not always easy, it was life-altering and life-changing. 2 weeks ago, as an act of remembrance, Hannah had a butterfly tattooed on her arm. Transitions, butterflies, and tattoos. Small acts of remembering, letting go, and believing in transformation and new life. We have a small hill that unites our backyard and our garden fields. This hill has been what I affectionately call my therapy hill. I find weeding and planting on this hill very therapeutic. I can cry, I can scream, I can laugh, I can throw dirt, pull weeds, dig holes, plant, replant, and mulch, all while watching the miracle of life as bushes and flowers have grown and matured over the years. Planting plants has always been a form of marking important moments. These plantings can be just for pure joy, or it can be in response to disappointment or loss. These intentional plantings have been helpful to me, a way to acknowledge what is, feel the emotions of anger, sadness, disappointment, joy, and move forward in ways that are often healthier and more productive than harboring and becoming resentful. The growing plant or bush serves as a reminder of that moment in time. With COVID, Jackie, a dear friend of Hannah's, who was studying the University of Indianapolis, when institutions of education shut down, came to live with us. She became a beloved family member and helped us welcome Hannah home from Bolivia when her term was ended early due to the virus. She supported Yabby and Kia through e-learning and family quarantine and became a big sister to the boys, a second daughter to us, and a confidant and support for Hannah. When Jackie was 9 years old, she lost both her parents to murder and suicide. She is a survivor. She has defied the odds, and this summer we celebrated her graduation as an honor student from the University of Indianapolis. Her positive outlook on life, fun, and energetic spirit, and her ability to foster healthy relationships with others has given her an edge to keep going in the midst of deep pain and loss. She holds her parents close to her heart, speaks about them often, and grieves deeply. She has created strategies for dealing with her feelings of loss and sadness. She is a runner, a poet, an artist, and invests deeply in relationships with peers and their families. Her birth parents are no longer living, but given her ability to build meaningful relationships, she claims 4 moms and 3 dads of her own, the parents of her friends. On Easter Sunday, our family had a service of remembrance, planting sunflowers on our hill. Jackie planted a flower in honor of her parents. We placed stones of gratitude and also remembered Yabby and Kia's birth parents who are no longer living. We held each other in a moment through our tears, a holy moment to remember and feel. Last week, we anticipated Jackie's transition and move back to Indy, where she will be searching for a job and waiting to hear if she has been accepted into the Peace Corps. Jackie's four moms, three dads, and her four closest friends joined in a celebration of transition and ascending. We gathered, showering her with words of blessing and words of gratitude for the young woman she has become. And of course, we had yummy treats. And the flower Jackie planted on Easter Sunday for her parents 3 months ago, believe it or not, on the day we celebrated and blessed her upcoming journey back to Indy, the plant that we thought had died because of the early frost had bloomed. Beautiful yellow petals. I choose to believe it was sacred and a sign from her mama looking down at her smiling, reassuring her that she is going to be just fine. Flower blooms, stones, small acts of remembrance that help us to hold what is and mark our sacred moments. Again, the tide recedes, but leaves behind bright seashells on the sand. The sun goes down, but gentle warmth still lingers on the land. The music stops, and yet it echoes on sweet refrains. For every joy and sorrow that passes, something beautiful remains. In closing, may we remember Wendell Berry's encouragement to celebrate the holiness of life. And how small a thing can be pleasing, how little in this hard world it takes to satisfy the mind and bring it to its rest.